Strain gauges will monitor the condition of the state's 14 deck truss bridges, like the one that collapsed in Minneapolis in August. Data from the sensors will be collected once a week and will be analyzed by consultants and engineering departments at three universities. Wisconsin Transportation Department bridge engineer Alan Johnson says he doesn't expect any surprises during the 90-day study.
Some bridges have more gauges on them than others. The ones that we feel might give us more valuable data and where we think the bridge might be stressed a little more, we're putting more gauges on those bridges. We'll analyze the data. After 90 days, we're all going to get together again and see what the data tells us. And we might extend the study, or extend this work, and maybe put more or different gauges on bridges that give us data that aren't what we like.
Most of the bridges to be monitored are in the western part of the state. Two of the bridges are in La Crosse County, the Cass Street Bridge over the Mississippi River, and one of the overhead bridges on Highway 16. The statewide study will cost $240,000. In La Crosse, I'm Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.